fucking with me. Niggas ain't fucking with me. Niggas ain't fucking with me. Niggas ain't fucking with me.
Keep it up, sound.
Flew her out on the first flight. Got that pussy the first night. Niggas say it's water and it's on sight. Gang, gang. Walking this bitch with all this ice. I could've came through in a right, but hit the hood on my dirt bike. Count these bands up and fucking my hands up. I was in Paris, I paid for the drill, your man's up. Big Glock 40 on the hip line, hold my pants up. She was confused, like, how you the go in the land truck?
She like, what?
Fucking this tall bitch from the back, say stand up. And put your motherfucking face down, ass up. Nigga been rich too long for making these songs, my nigga is past luck. Fucking this bitch too long, she offered the threesome and I just passed up. She wanna go on the ride, I wanna rip in the Wraith. I wanna look at the stars, like I was hitting in space. Nigga, how you get back home? Take a look at this case. Set her Paris on, I put it on her face. Niggas ain't fucking with me, niggas ain't fucking with me. Niggas ain't fucking with me, niggas ain't fucking with me. 20 bad bitches going out with the gang and fucking free. You call her phone, I call her phone, she coming to me.
Got a boss bitch, Dominican, slim with the buns, cinnamon. Frank got the cake like in the man's. East Coast bitch in Timberlands. Dip with the set like Killer Cam. Hop on the jet and we get a tan. Like Mortal Kombat, when she throw it back, her friends like finish him. Run up on flex, huh? It look like I'm looting in my closet. With the bogets, huh? I just hit Will up with a deposit, filling my neck, huh? Looking like Lightbug sitting on my collar. Rebash dress, huh? Pull it with a mink, look like I am Chewbacca. Black up, black up, turchin' shot us if them coppers try to pop us. Then go sit that John and Vinny's, had some pasta with some mobsters. Swerving through Philly, I'm hanging with Billy's, and nobody really can stop us.
B.I.
We throw dollars, got your B.I. pussy popping like
B.I. Why you acting like a hoe? Like a hoe. B.I. Why you acting like a hoe? Like a hoe. B.I. Get your eyes up on my dough, on my dough. B.I. Get your eyes up on my dough, on my dough.
Niggas ain't fucking with me, niggas ain't fucking with me. Niggas ain't fucking with me, niggas ain't fucking with me. 20 bad bitches going out with the gang and fucking free. You call her phone, I call her phone, she coming to me.
Yo, Rip.
Mike, check, Dub, Sterling Carter, and who? This is another episode of the ADHD podcast.
Yeah.
Introducing myself, Who Guerrera.
And your boy Carter is episode 77.
78.
Hey,
78. We back.
We back, y'all. We back.
Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Your boy DJ Sterling in the house. What's good, party people? I know it's been a minute. Know y'all been missing your boy. Trying to get the energy back right, you know.
We got Dub on the boards.
We ready.
And yes, we don't have our AD today.
Yeah, he too busy.
Yeah, he too busy for us, man. He said, too busy go being bold. And run it without me. You know what I mean? Y'all the fast break crew. Bro, what's up, man?
What's going on?
What's new?
What's new? I'm looking for new jobs and stuff, you know.
Okay.
But I got, you know, playing my PS5 when I get off work, kind of happy and stuff.
What's wrong with your present job?
You buy it?
Huh? You know I bought it. Hey, I told you about it. It's dick trash.
Hold on.
It's dick trash, y'all.
What's wrong with your present job?
Huh? My present job is fine. I mean, I feel like it's time for me to move forward. You know, like, I don't want to be complacent. Hey,
he just ambitious, bro. That's all that is. He just ambitious, bro. You keep pushing.
Are you trying to move up within your company? You got a resume built.
What? is that Spanish resume? Is that a dish?
Say what you go to go off with this. Just clap with a smile. You're going to interview, just clap.
Hey,
it's me, Carter.
Hey,
what's good, y'all boys?
Hey.
You probably heard me on the podcast.
Tell me your face, Carter. Good.
Hey, I'm going to hey.
Sir, you applying to work at a car dealership. We don't care about your podcast.
And then what does you podcasting once a week have to do with selling cars?
Once a month.
Once a month. But we getting right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Oh, man.
So what about you, man?
What's going on?
Oh, shoot, man. I'm out here on my L.A. diet getting skinny again, bro.
Oh, man, tell the people about Swamp Fest, man.
Yeah.
Y'all boys been living it up. Y'all boys been outside.
Friday. Yeah, we have been living it up.
Nah, Friday, like, at Simon's, that joint was live.
Yeah. Yeah. Swamp Teams was jumping.
Yeah, kind of want to talk about
Carter was in the VIP drinking Remy.
And I had to go home because I knew it was time. That's when it was time
I've
to go
never
home.
Seen somebody more uncomfortable in a VIP drinking Remy.
They brought that Remy out there. I said, yeah, it's time to go home.
I don't think I'm going to finish this guy.
Shout out to Mark.
Mark brought that Remy. I know the party over.
Mark Williams. Shout out to him, dog.
So what you saying is you don't like good yak?
Oh, no, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
I ain't gonna front. when we took shots for Mark's birthday,
I was drinking
tequila, but
okay.
Custom
this nigga needles. Mike Hinn had brought okay. right, he was like, hey man, take a shot, bro. It was like Crown Apple. I was like, ha-ha.
I took a shot because I'm a G. But they paid for it later that night.
I'm about to say, you can know it's our turn.
Nah, Crown Apple, you can do shots of that, bro.
Yeah, but we was already drinking tequila.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh,
mix it with the mac and cheese.
Oh,
and
that's a hard left turn right there, my boy.
Right.
And they said mix it with the mac and cheese and
the sweet ass lemon cake.
Ooh, shit. Yeah,
bruh, that shit was super
it's sweet as fuck. That shit, I ain't finish it.
My stomach started hurting when I saw you had two pieces of it.
Oh, I bet that's like, ooh.
Y'all boys probably out there blowing the spot up.
Nah, I waited until I got home.
This is like getting a hammer and just eat that.
Hey, speaking of hammer to the teeth, nigga, we was in the sauna the other day, bro. He's talking about his coworker who drink Dr. Pepper and smoke every day.
Bruh, she drank Dr. Pepper. She dropped Dr. Pepper early in the morning, bro. That shit crazy.
Hey. Bruh, that's not, like, on the low, that's really not weird because people
no, we
coffee.
Wasn't talking about it weird. You just saying that coworker teeth fucked up.
Oh. But drink Dr. Pepper every morning. Like, I've never seen this person drink water since I've been there. I'm working almost 2 years.
Hey.
Hold on, bro. Hold on, you've been there 2 years and never seen them drink water.
Never.
Hold on, bro. Listen to this. At one of my old establishments, I had a manager. All this person drunk was like Coke Zero and had that shit like stand. I'm like, God damn, nigga, you don't ever drink water? Like, bro, just drink it with everything. Like, nigga get down like running around, bro. That was harsh. I'm like, damn, bro, go get some, sweat hard. Like,
hey, it remind me of your homeboy, you and William homeboy. Bro, we would be out there hooping on 20th. In between games, he'll pop a cigarette.
Bro. That's so wild.
He'll be smoking pills in between quarters, bro.
Wendy's nigga be out there like Wendy's up there at 20th where there ain't no shade. Out there hooping in the slip resistance.
Come on, man.
Yeah, bro. Pre-COVID, this man would really be out there taking timeout smoke breaks.
Miles Clinton came to practice with jeans on.
Oh, he really did. I remember he wore cleats to school, too. Sorry, Miles.
You eat lunch with him?
Nah, he ain't eat lunch with me.
Yeah, he was out there eating lunch with the lames.
I ate lunch with y'all too. So.
On the hill?
We wasn't lame, bro.
Yeah, no, you lame as fuck.
Nah, but yeah. You know that's cap.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I was a fucking bully.
No, you were. You was a whole lot of niggas wearing shades.
What?
The whole ass nigga wearing shacks. Come on,
boy,
bro, chill out.
Hey, you know that's cap. You know that's cap.
With the sleeveless tanks.
Hell nah.
With the tanks off the over shack dunking
on
the
front. I was piped up in AF1s, Michelin S jerseys, and
wearing,
snapbacks,
bro.
Nigga. That's all I was wearing.
What are you wearing, bro?
Only thing I was missing was cats back then.
Man, that bad. What are you talking about?
I had to get him off me, bro. He was wild.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm piped up out here. Don't even worry about it. Just like I was in high school on y'all fuck niggas. Keep that dub.
Yeah. You thought you were a Jets fan? What?
Eagles, bro.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That nigga Carter talked to him. He's just a broke nigga wearing shacks.
You giving that to Juice?
Yeah, he bought it from him.
Yeah, I bought it. It came in.
Oh, yeah, he's an
Eagles
fan.
It came in and I sent him a picture.
I can't believe they lost to the Cowboys like that.
No, man, Cowboys legit, cuz.
But I'm just saying, like, the rivalry game would be real close. They blew them both
not
up.
Not this year, bro.
Yeah, man. I ain't get bite.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you heard the damn feeling.
My bad, cuz.
Wait, you a...
And he a Meek Mill fan. Yeah,
wait.
Bro, what that got to do with football team?
Nah, he calling all Philly shit. Bad. Yeah, Philly just down bad.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Bro, you're not from Philly.
What
you said? Stop claiming that shit.
Pains of money or some shit? Yeah.
Pains of money.
Don't let that man tell you where you from, bro.
No, it's like something about flaming.
Yeah, something about a gangster's pain and Blueface.
Intro or something like huh? Dreams and Nightmares?
Yeah, something like that. Part 9.
Yeah.
You can say, yo, if you like Shug, then you'll like this.
No, like and then when he say that shit, if you and like the baby drop another song, I'll be like, bro, this nigga shit does not change.
Expensive pain.
Expensive pain?
Yeah, that's what Dev had right now.
Oh, okay.
Because Meek Elbow wasn't slapping. It's good. Philly down.
All right, back to what we were saying before we got interrupted.
You know? I don't know what the fuck we were talking about.
Talking about what you got going on.
Yeah, we were asking, like, were you trying to get away from your establishment or were you trying to move within the company?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the Remy in the club.
Swamp team.
Running from it. And, oh, you talking about Mark. You were saying happy birthday.
Tequila.
And y'all did the
shots.
Yeah, and I was saying something about... That's when y'all made a hard left because you were doing tequila, and then you did that. Oh no, I'm pretty good with my spot right now. Yeah. I'm not looking for
at least
a new situation.
I'm happy they paid me early.
People treat you good over there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, but nah, that's pretty exciting. What's
what
up?
What doesn't happen?
Getting paid early.
He's talking about getting paid early.
Hey, man, that's always in the clip, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's kind of lit. Oh, what you going to do with your early paycheck?
Blow it.
Shit, I already spent.
On what?
Pay Swamp Fizz.
OnlyFans?
Swamp Fizz? No, they don't want to see this meat.
Whoa! Hold on. Hold on. You pay to see girls on OnlyFans or guys or whatever.
I said they don't want to see my meat. I ain't paying to see no bitch. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you know they gonna pay to see you?
What are we talking about? Yeah, what you mean? I'm proud.
I'm lying. What would be your charging fee? Like, what's your price? What you set your like subscription fee at?
Bro, they can't. I ain't doing no whole shit. Nigga, we supposed to be play PSR.
With my
boxers on.
How much you go?
Hey, and a do-rag drinking mimosas.
every Saturday.
How much would you make people?
Hey, bro, chill out with that gay shit. Ask me what my price is, bro. What's wrong with you?
Man, relax.
Man, ask me what my price is. What's your price is, nigga? What's your price, niggas? I'll buy you right now.
You
I don't know what's going on that side of the room.
Hey, yo.
Speaking of AO, that nigga had the funniest reel of 2021.
Yeah.
You did.
No. That nigga's having a picture of a nigga at a baseball game. He said this nigga ordered 3 AOs with 3 hot dogs.
He's talking about the glizzy goblins and shit.
Hold on though. 3 by itself?
Yeah. That shit was on Twitter.
Yeah, bro, you wildin'. For one, that's like $36. Two, don't nobody need 3 glizzies at the game. Hey, what Josh said, yeah, bro, give it to me fully loaded.
If you don't go get Christian, I'm gonna get another hot dog. Bro. If we did go get Christian, you still gonna get a hot dog. What are you talking about?
Hey, the nigga ain't even get relish out like the little like football. They got relish out of the nigga looking at like shaky his arm, like shaky dice.
Nigga grabbed his hand.
Hey, was that New Year's?
I think so, wasn't it?
Nah, I think. Yeah, it was. No, yeah, it was.
I just remember it was cold as fuck that night.
Yeah.
What y'all got going for New Year's this year?
Push, come to shove. Orlando look like a move. That'd be
what
nice.
What you got going on? Are you going to be with us?
Yeah,
he might not be with a hey, watch out now. That nigga be on that funny stuff.
Yeah, I do be on that funny stuff when bitches be tripping.
And hey, you be catching them. Hey, it's okay. You ain't got to act like that. I'm sorry.
Hey, did y'all niggas watch the BET Awards last night?
I seen the rap cypher and that shit was just.
Who was in it?
Damn.
I ain't
Erica Banks was in
it. Erica Banks. That's excellent. That wraps up the BET Awards. Back to you.
They had their first gay rapper in the cypher.
Who? Lil Nas X?
Nah, it was another nigga that had like green hair. I was like, wow. I can't believe that's what's going on now.
Was he spitting bars?
Nah, I mean, well, not for me. I'm glad you was on there to get your rocks off. Cool. And then it was some other girl. It was like a bunch of rappers I have not heard of.
Okay.
I think that one dude that was freestyling on.
It was more than one cypher?
No, they really could have made this a thing, bro.
Yeah. It was like one
big. First gay rapper.
Matter of fact, Playboy just did that shit too.
You saw on TikTok.
What?
With the remix of the song. That's what he was doing on the cypher.
Bro, I don't know what the. I don't know. He was getting on a. I'm pretty sure he thought he was spitting that shit, but I was just like, wow. I don't know none of y'all.
Speaking of some gay rappers in the cypher, that boy Kid Cudi been acting real interesting lately.
Come on, bro. You made man on the moon, bro. You can't be doing shit like that.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a Kid Cudi tat on his arm. He's thinking twice about it right now.
Who the fuck did that?
Michael Byrd, if anybody was wondering.
Stop lying, bro.
Is he like from his area or something?
Nah, he just loved the nigga when he came out, 15 years ago. Nigga was sad and depressed. Cudi was sad and depressed, and he got the tattoo and shit.
Why don't you go get help? Like a therapist.
Cudi was help, man.
Cudi was the help, bro.
The nigga that
Cudi was the help, and it was cheaper, bro.
The nigga that's wearing dresses and
taking
this. Niggas
ain't trying to make an hour to try to make
13.99. I ain't tacking no nigga on me. I couldn't go get help.
When this nigga started dropping like mini, like he did in the
fast. But he wore fucking dress, bro, on Saturday Night Live.
Alright, I can't call it, bro.
Nigga think Jason Terry like he getting the championship tatted on.
I mean, that's different though.
Good thing I didn't
lose that
nigga. Cause he won.
Yeah, he
Jason Taylor. Oh, yeah.
This nigga just had another nigga on him just because.
That's super different.
Oh. Hey, I got somebody that can fix that.
My shit broke.
It's straight, bro. Hey. I got a case.
Speaking of that, when the weight fell on my shit.
Bro, nigga was over here curling 25s and broke his shit.
Hey, 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 don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, bitch. It's 85. Don't do
that. No, that was my 85, bitch.
I wasn't curling 85. I was bitching. I'm bitching. Don't do that. All that crying you be doing 135, huh?
No.
No, man, hey, wait.
So you know that's cap. I'll be on 250.
No, so, not no more. Hosted the BET Awards.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of
that's dope, though. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the best show. That's the best show I was not watching.
Shout out to them boys.
I ain't watching, but that's dope.
I saw it on Twitter. Like, I seen Bia perform. I seen.
Oh, Bia perform?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with that.
Oh, Lotto did too.
Yeah. They got on her too. They said she need to get the fuck off stage with that Target Day Sale or something like that. Or JCPenney's theme music. That big, it was like a remix of Mariah Carey's song. They was like, get off stage with that JCPenney's sale music or something. Gap commercial.
I don't care what nobody said. That whole lot of money go.
Right. No, that was not, they was talking about Lotto. They was saying like Lotto song was like a commercial song or something like that. Like,
okay.
Gap commercial song. Then they said Bia, she can't fucking dance and like, you know, constructive criticism. Like, this first time up.
That don't sound very constructive at all. I mean, that sound like just criticism.
She tweeted about it though. She said that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Just roasted. Mm. Damn, I wish they would have promoted just a little bit harder. I would have watched. I had no idea the BET Awards was going on. Yeah, they snuck that one on. Yeah, the niggas was competing with Squid Games.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening.
And that was a losing battle.
Has anybody finished that yet? Squid Games.
I haven't started.
If you haven't know, if you don't know, Squid Games is on Netflix. It's like the number one show, and it's like the most viewed show ever in Netflix history.
Yeah.
Did y'all see?
I seen 3-4 episodes.
I haven't.
It's good.
I'm about to.
I put that nigga on it.
Obviously, if Carter's recommended, it's some weird shit. But once you commit, you got to see it all the way through. So that's the reason I'm watching.
Yeah, once I'm in it.
He was like, "Bro, I'm not watching this."
Time is invested.
He watched the first episode. Was like, "Yeah, I'm stuck."
Here I go.
Hey, did y'all see?
Mostly because Lil Asian Bay on there.
Who?
Lil Nas X.
About him tired of being gay and can't go back to pussy. Man, he the biggest troll ever, bro.
He said he missed pussy.
All right, yes. Good for you, big guy.
Hey, man. Who would it?
I mean, good for you.
I mean,
he doesn't have a point.
What is he talking about? I'm tired of being gay if I miss pussy.
I bet you do.
Bro, that nigga trolling, bro.
I thought the nigga was pregnant. What the fuck? I don't get it, bro. I love and hate 2021 at the same time.
But the thing is, the nigga's song so far, I just don't understand.
Bro, nigga makes the catchiest music in the world.
Bro, like how? What is it, Industry Baby?
Yup. Who, with Jack Harlow?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, they fuck with Jack Harlow too.
Nigga, when you play that song?
I don't play it. I listen.
Oh, I'm about to say,
I know Sturman
listens. I know there's no time in
your life. You the one told me about it.
Bro, you was singing that one song and it got down.
Nah. Chill out.
You saying Call My Name. I was like, whoa, bro. Chill out.
See, I don't even know the name of this shit.
He talking about Call My Name song. I was like, what wrong is that?
Hey, y'all boys also.
Bro, you know he be listening. He working at the fucking radio station. He got to hear that shit all day. Because you know why? The nigga be in the gym singing all that Crocker shit.
Hey, says the same one who was like, bro, they finally playing my Miley in here, bro.
Hey, that's different.
See? Said this shit last night. Miley Cyrus, bro. Talking about doom,
so that's
doom,
doom,
doom, doom.
Wait, bitch.
Talking about, there it is, bro. I'm in my brand new car today.
So we went
in white
buffalo talking about, yeah.
Whoa, that's Chris Brown. That's Chris Brown,
bro.
Chris Brown ain't Miley.
Bro, we need to go like this.
Where he was curling to the Miley Cyrus, where he was like, you talking
to USA.
He was curling, talking about born in the USA.
Wait,
I think he had upped it to like 60.
Don't try me, bro.
He was curling 60.
Nah, I wouldn't, bro. He be trying.
Stressed out.
And I got him pumped up. The Miley got him pumped up to 60.
Talking about, yeah, put the 5 on there, bro. The Miley and the pre-workout's kicking in, bro.
Hey, but he won't even put a 2.5 on him.
2.5, bro. Let me
see the 5 on, bro.
Bro,
no, bro.
sweating bullets.
Hey, what's so crazy?
You see the veins?
What's so crazy when I dropped it? That nigga still said, bro, you straight, bro? What happened?
Bro, he was curling that shit fast as fuck. Oh,
he was like, bro, like, damn, bro, what the fuck was that? I said, bro, I just dropped the weight on my phone.
Goddamn, bro, that's 10.
Hey, you know what? We're trying to prove a point. He has to try to bitch. Like,
yeah, I'm going to shoot it soon.
Shit on that nigga was straight. Nigga said, I don't know how I got it.
Hey, Sterling was worse than him.
Look at ass twitching on the bench. Me, Travis, and Carter sitting there just
Sterling had picked his feet up trying to get that shit up.
Trying to get what I want to
bitch, I know you ain't talking.
I know he ain't talking, bro.
That nigga said, oh, who's this?
Hey, hey. Your feet up trying to get
bro, nigga was shaking like a scribble on that 315, bro. Oh, he got fucked his head on there, bro.
Heavy, bro.
Nigga about to throw his shoulder out because a little girl's walking by.
That motherfucker was heavy. Nah, we both went heavy that day.
Nah, we did.
Social facilitation, bro. That's how it worked with a girl.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. All the way to the ER with a broke shoulder.
The funniest one, we was in the gym, right? And it was a chick that I had no. And I was like, I know this nigga. I know this bitch ain't with this weak ass nigga right here. He got up. He was like, oh, the fives are so heavy.
Oh my God, bro.
Me and Sarah was like, hey, watch this. Oh, 225, bro. This is so easy.
No, we had to show him flex real quick. Yeah, we knew the nigga wasn't shit when he was doing circuit training.
Yeah.
This nigga doing circuit training.
We're one of the people that worked there.
Come on, bro. You ain't in the gym with no circuit training, though. Right. This ain't Orange Theory, my boy.
Wait. You gotta be more detailed.
No. We talking about the downstairs circuit at GHFC.
Yeah, you know that.
The old folks circuit. We ain't talking about real circuit, super set. You got your paper out?
All the old folks being about the fucking die.
We know real circuit training. This ain't that.
Bro, all the old folks in about the fucking die.
We're the one where they put 12 pounds on it be like this.
Well, all the exercises, you sitting down.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Nah, bro.
Nigga be eating a biscuit and doing leg, and doing like leg.
Yeah, and he has some Team J's on like Carter be wearing.
Hey, man. I got him from Ross.
No, I got him from Goodies.
Hey, Burlington got him for you.
I got him from Goodies. Right next to Ducky.
Damn, shout out to Goodies.
Yeah, y'all boys used to rock that duck head.
I fuck with it.
Hey, I don't know what movie I was watching, but he was like telling the story. He said, then this guy with his fucking TJ Maxx jacket on.
Damn, bro.
Put his hands on me.
That's real
man,
personal.
I was like, yeah, bro, right here, man, my TJ Maxx.
Hey, man, I like TJ Maxx. Man, chill out with that. Who that?
Hey, bro, they got some nice candles in TJ Maxx, bro.
They got some great finds in there, bro.
Bro, for real.
I like to think so.
Yeah, I think it was real disrespectful.
Yeah, you're TJ Maxx jacket. All right, guy.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Hey, rich guy. Hey, thank you for any name right now.
J. Crew pants.
All right.
Hey, fuck you, bro.
Hey, Marshall.
All right.
Whoa, don't go there. Marshall.
No, I'm talking about this. Yeah, come on, bro. Everybody shot. All right, what we got on the list? Guys?
Y'all want to go entertain?
What music y'all listen to these days, bro? What's bumping?
Meek Mill drop.
Y'all want to get into that?
But did you listen?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to some. It's not my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Dub, what you think about?
He got some songs on there.
Catch me next week.
All right, man. It's good. Man, that is going to be some expensive
pay. I'll
be
busy, dog.
Damn.
Daddy vibes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hey, you can use some cheap earphones to listen to it. Don't use your expensive ones.
You're stupid, man.
It'll be painful.
still listen to that Drake. Anybody else?
Yeah, okay, so Drake getting some replay value for you? Yeah.
Is Donda getting replay value? I know you Kanye's fan.
Yeah, I am, but that ain't
it. I like it. It's just too many fucking songs.
Yeah, he went to.
You don't want to hear Take Jail?
No, nigga.
What? Oh, you know that?
Have a good phone?
No, I don't.
Nah, I don't want to hear that, bro.
What else?
What's your favorite line that you be having me say?
Which one are you talking about?
Which one is it? Hot pie, hot running, hot side.
Oh my God, bro.
Hot take. I would be good if he never dropped another album.
But that's ever. That's literally one
chance.
That's literally the same as 2 Chainz on that You Remind Me remix or some shit.
Oh, when that nigga said
two red bone We eat hot fries.
Two red bones eating red beans and rice.
We hot
pot pies. It's hot fries. You should see what I got parked outside. Because my girl, let me tell my man to stop sign.
So they let you get in the
studio. Can do that.
They let you get in the studio. Hey,
that's what I'm saying. Two can do that, bro.
No, bro.
Something.
But the song's so popular
I
that nobody noticed that.
That's what I'm saying.
I see somebody tweet that said, like they said all Moneybagg do is just quote Facebook.
That shit was bad because of for real.
Somebody said Moneybagg lyrics just full of Facebook quotes.
They say it's like girl captions or some shit like that.
Yeah, that was saying.
Hey, I fuck with it.
Hey, I think we
that Moneybagg shit go in.
Nigga said, I don't give no fuck. Westbrook zero.
Gangsta Pain get replay value for me though.
Yeah,
I'm still fucking
with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else came out?
What you think about the Super Bowl lineup, bro? Y'all heard about it?
No. Yeah, I feel like they trying to just like that's they like, hey, black people come back to us.
Well, I mean, the shit LA. Is in, yeah, yeah it's in Inglewood. Yeah.
Come back to us, black
nigga. Get tired of seeing Paul McCartney come up all the time.
Got Shakira.
Who was nigga last year?
And J-Lo.
Was it the Weeknd?
Yeah,
he did last.
Oh no, I was fucking with that.
John though. Always playing piano. He gonna come. He gonna pop his ass up. You like damn, Brian? I know. You like damn? Dude, El John had a song with Wayne and Drake.
You'd be surprised.
With Wayne and Drake, bro.
You'd be surprised. And they probably got something.
He got one with Dua Lipa.
Bro, needs to be doing features, bro. Needs to be planted. Needs to be doing a quick remix together before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that shit, a lot of movie crazy.
Nah, I'm with it. I think it's about time and long overdue,
like,
bro.
Springsteen.
For a legitimate, yeah, for a legitimate like, bro, black show, bro.
Is there any other music?
Let me see. Lucky Day dropped something. Yeah, Lucky Day been killing. Y'all fuck with Lucky Day?
Yeah, Lucky Day, he fire. Yeah. But I feel like his songs ain't really, like, hitting. Like he, don't get me wrong, the nigga super consistent with, like, songs.
Yeah,
but
this
it's like,
nigga been on some heat.
I understand that, but it's just, like, I don't think he, like, found that lane yet to, like, really take.
The machine
ain't
there.
Yeah.
But he got
heat. Yeah, like I said, he got heat, and he's super consistent. Like, he just remixed. Yeah, I listened to that one. And he remixed that. Yeah, that's a good, I like that.
Didn't your boy drop an album?
What?
Tory?
Yeah, but I think you gotta like put a pay for like NFT or some shit like that.
That's you what you try to pay for a bit though?
Nah, fuck that
NFT.
NFT. Oh. You heard the fuck I said, bitch ass.
I didn't hear what you said for real.
I thought that was your dog.
Wait, what, did I miss something?
Nigga was laughing at what Sil said, not me. I ain't hear what you said.
You said NFT.
No, I said NFC.
Right. Well, nobody talking about football.
I thought that's what you said.
I didn't say that. I was talking about music and Tory Lanez.
All right. Nah, but some real shit, I thought you were spring for it since that's your boy. Y'all know
No. I was looking for it. Really I don't know where to get it from, honestly.
Oh, okay.
I just see him been posting it, and I was like, oh, maybe he's going to drop on Apple Music at 12.
Okay,
we were talking about that.
Because, I think we was on the phone. You was like, I think he's about to drop.
That nigga been dropping heat. That shit ain't got shit to do with me. We don't know what the fuck happened. Y'all still know? Y'all heard about any other game?
No, but speaking of that, I'm R. Kelly that got charged.
They've been talking about that nigga every day, so that's why I'll be like, that case is so crazy how, like...
You talking about R. Kelly or Tory?
Both of them cases is crazy, but they've been talking about R. Kelly since he's been there, like, every day.
Oh, okay.
You hear something about R. Kelly every day.
Y'all R. Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Nah, that don't really get no...
Yeah.
That don't get the vibe going, my boy. It turns into a real dark cloud of negative energy when you're running Kelly.
To the remix to Ignition?
Nah, not going there. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
No jokes on that.
Thank you.
Nope.
Actually, I don't even think people singing that karaoke no more.
YouTube took all his music off, too.
Ooh.
Did you take all his music off your phone?
I never had it on my phone.
Hmm?
For real?
I never had it on my phone.
What'd you say?
I said, did y'all, like, remove all his music off your phone?
I ain't had none to begin with.
Yeah.
However, how y'all feel about Stepping in the Name of Love at family reunion still?
Nah, it's plenty of steps.
I was just about to say, what about his, like,
because, you know, that's
like
in the reunion playlist. Like, you know, that usually
say,
is running.
You gotta take
that shit out.
That with R&B.
You gotta take that shit out. You gotta take it out, bro.
Damn.
Nah, I feel like that just dries up everything real quick.
What about
quick,
I
bro.
Believe I Can Fly?
You take that shit out, too.
Nah. Damn, they still playing it in Drumline?
People still be playing that shit and like.
I'm just saying, bro. You know that's what they was playing.
Hey,
in the beginning of the movie.
Mr. Shelton.
What's up, bro?
This nigga said, dog, what the fuck is wrong with this man?
Dog, I can't.
That's a legitimate statement, bro.
What?
Like, are they gonna take it off Drumline?
No, I think.
Hey, what's going on, man?
That's a
great.
That's
a. What?
That's and, what I want to know.
What's up, bro?
And if the old Space Jam is streaming, do they have it out of that?
Oh, see, that's true
they
too.
Might.
Because my thing is, if you gonna take it off YouTube, how far does it go?
I think it's still some on streaming, some streaming platforms, I think.
And what's the call was in the...
I would love to hear the BET remix and see what they do.
World Greatest was in like a movie too.
I got a question for you.
Ali.
Yeah, Ali.
Are y'all going to stop playing I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's done.
I just asked him.
Yeah, that's what
he just asked. He just asked, what about Step in the Name of Love at Family Reunion?
Are y'all going to stop listening to the music he wrote?
For everybody else?
Yeah, y'all gonna start listening to music he wrote for everybody else.
Nah, that actually doesn't count. I was playing the other day.
Because they don't say credited by R. Kelly and then play the song.
All right.
So that gets the rock.
Because it's not his voice.
Exactly.
No, right. I was playing clubbing
exactly.
the other day.
Exactly.
With Marcus Houston and Joe Budden. All
right.
Yeah, we know. With Joe Hills,
I have no idea.
That's keep doing it because you're doing it.
That's how I know you're a fan of Joe Budden, because ain't nobody listening to that song but you and him.
Man, that club is fire, bro.
That's how I know you're a fan.
Yeah, that's get him, Carter. Get him, Carter.
This shit was fire back then.
No, that shit fire.
Bro, I'm not, bro.
Carter, who had a better rap career, Joe Budden or Lloyd Banks?
Damn.
About the same. I don't listen to none of the niggas. It probably had to be Joe because he had a whole bunch of mixtapes that everybody was fucking with.
Like, nah, I'm talking about for you. Was you fucking with the nigga in the mixtape?
None.
What was the name of the mixtapes he had? Because they was out here for a minute.
Yeah, Move Music.
Move Music.
Everybody was fucking with him.
Yeah, everybody was fucking with
him. His Move Music was got him on. Then he had John Slaughterhouse. Huh?
It sounded like that era of time, you know, when he first came out of rapping.
My dog stuck in the early 2000s?
That shit did not sound like nothing current. Like, you can't tell me that nigga did. When he was recording, I know he had on the G-Unit outfit. I know he did. And the shoes. I know he did.
Who are we talking about?
Lloyd Banks. His new tape that he just dropped. Like 3-4 months ago.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty sure it is, but it sounds like that era.
No, it don't. Like, it's like the thing is, the music that Lloyd Banks dropped, do you listen to Griselda then? Like, that's
Griselda
the
Griselda
5. That's the same thing?
I don't know, because yeah, I fuck with them boys.
You know who Ransom is? Like, all them people that see that? Like, Ransom, like, and all them? Like, they in that same
What was
shit?
It, like, Benny and then, who else? Like, I like Benny. Like, Benny can't fucking rap. But that shit, Benny.
Gun.
Yeah, like, Benny sounds super different from
Benny
what Lloyd.
Did you listen to the Lloyd Banks album?
No, I didn't need to.
Yeah.
Cause you know why? It's the best thing I'm listening. But I'm not listening to nothing.
It's the same. He doing the same shit that they do, bro. It's the same.
Yeah, I tried to give it a couple tries.
What happened?
Yeah, but you know I got to be in the mood to listen to that kind of shit too. So. Yeah,
I got to be like,
I wasn't in that space.
I got to go back in time, like 2000.
Gibbs be on the same shit as them boys.
Gibbs, like, but I like Gibbs sound better.
Yeah,
I like
Gibbs. The stuff
he got a better sound.
Yeah, but like night. Yeah. Like Lloyd Banks, like shit in the same like categories like Gibbs and like Zelda, like they all in the same.
Oh.
Well, you haven't listened. Like, you only a fan of Gibbs. That's what I'm saying.
But,
like,
but all listened, the other niggas, they have a better sound. Like, to me, they rap better.
What I'm saying is, you still judging Lloyd off of what you've heard in the
past. He sound exactly the same.
You mean his voice?
No, his rap sound sounds like it's literally exactly the same as when I first heard him back in the day. I remember what you're saying, bro. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Like, I ain't say, like, nigga, like you said, he's one of the most lyrical rappers out of the group, right?
Still is. People have him as, like, one of the, like, most, like, and people, like, top, like, MCs.
Out of,
that they have,
yeah,
like,
and out of that group, I'm always go with the Gang. Because I feel like I was a Gang fan when he was with G Unit.
I can respect that.
I don't think he really counted as G Unit. It's like, yeah, yo.
Buck.
Well, you can't even say Buck either then, because they beefing and shit. Look at how that shit turned out.
The original original G Unit was Buck, Lloyd, Yayo, and 50. And then the Game added. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't really say the Game,
because
Game
guess,
was brief. He was just affiliated because he signed with Dre and Aftermath, but he wasn't like G Unit.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
Oh, did y'all see the upcoming Verses that's coming?
It's like old school rap.
Nah, who on that?
KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane.
Damn, that's going to be a lot of shit that I'm not probably going to
know. Sarah, man, come on. What's up, man? What's up, man? Tell us about when you was in high school.
And don't y'all niggas be on Twitter talking about, oh, man, I remember this time. No, we don't.
Do we?
Yes, we do. And we going to be on it. Nah.
Ain't no half-stepping with you, huh?
Nigga, the cigar.
Yeah.
Hey, cigar with the beam.
Nah, it's gonna be straight. I'm probably taking Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah. I think we know.
I'll probably take a Big Daddy Kane. Yeah. I'm gonna go check my vinyls and see what I got back there, but yeah. I'm probably taking Kane by now.
Question though, like,
nah, they ain't dusty, my boy. They get played.
When was the last time, like, y'all actually, like, went back and listened to, like, some people that you didn't grow up on but you knew was cold, other than you? But, like, do you do stuff like that? Like, Carl, I know you're a music junkie, but do you, like, go back and listen to, like, other than Wu-Tang, but, like, do you listen to, like Rakim and Big Daddy Kane?
Like, I know, like, Rakim, like cool Rakim being, like, was one of the, like, best rappers back then for that. Like, and he's still producing shit, like, nah.
But, like, do so, you, like, ever go back so, and, like, listen the fact to, that you said, like, oh, I see what people talking about.
I did, like, it a couple times, but, like, it's not, like, something I do often. I should do it more often, but I didn't do it a couple times. Like you said about Rakim, like, I was like, damn, I really wish I would listen to him more back then.
You know what's, I'm gonna tell you a reason, like, one of the reasons why you should, you'll start real deal, like, seeing, like, where, like, some of, like, where people criticism come from with people albums, when they be like, you know how, like, you be like, well, I'm a fan of this and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll see why, like, you'll see, like, some rappers or, like, some people critique people, like, man, what is this bullshit? Or you hear, like, old rappers complain about something is because what this, like, derived from. Okay. And, like, where it's, like, at now. But, like, those people, like, it's, like, hard to explain. Ardell probably can explain it better, but it's, like, once you hear, like, the, basically, like, the pioneers that was, like, GOATs for a long period of time, like, you don't understand, like, why the you hear people being, like, man, listen to this bullshit, or, bruh, listen to y'all albums, or, see, this is why these niggas, like, have longevity, and this is why y'all niggas fade out within this, like, moment of time.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, like, even when we all, like, we make fun of, like, what was it? The hip hop, like, when we were talking about that, like, bro, like, that's a song that everybody knows. It's like super legendary, but it's like, what did they really say in that song?
It's a whole bunch of songs like
that, though.
Lie, bro. It's like a whole bunch of songs like that people value in, like, hip hop. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, bro, like, can we be honest? Like, this really was this song, like, what he said,
and that's here, okay.
Or, like, this song really wasn't that cold. Yeah. But I understand, like, it was a moment in time, but, like, some of the stuff I'm like, hey, this is what y'all was bopping to? Okay, I'm with it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but, you know, I think back then the goal was different, though. Like,
them niggas was really trying to be the best MC that they can be.
Like, nowadays, niggas be trying to make money, bro.
Like, you know how,
so,
like,
they present an image and it's completely different than what it was back then.
Like, how R&B is now, or rap, they be like, yeah, all y'all do is talk about fucking and sucking and all that stuff. Dog, you listen to some of them old Isley Brothers songs?
Bruh. They say all we do is, talk about fucking and sucking. Bruh, literally rap derived from niggas talking about what they were doing. They're like, I was walking to this girl house the other day. I walked in and her mama had to say, hey, walked to her room. Then we got jiggy. Like, they're telling everything. It's like, bruh, you just, we just doing it in the fly away. Not, yeah, like, we kind of like keeping it discreet.
Like I seen a tweet the other day that was like, I miss the old R&B songs when niggas was like, whining for their girl, like begging for their girl or something like that. And then they had like another poll. They was like, who was tired of their girl more? It was like Usher, that Paper song, and then they had some other R&B dude that was tired of his girl too. I can't remember.
But honestly, if you're a person that's like nowadays, like, niggas be like really like flashy and be wanting to talk about the girls that they get and then like enjoying life. If you, isn't it like hard to be in, like, R&B?
All these rap niggas got girlfriends.
No, but I'm just saying, like, in R&B, like, going back to like old times, it's like, bro, like, in today's time, it's like, bro, can you really rap about like being heartbroken and whining when you like really like enjoying life and you like know the fruits of like your labor?
You fake it till you make it. But I understand,
Like, Barry White, like, was that dude. Like, he wasn't like, I'm whining. Like, he's talking about like caressing them, like bringing them in with the vibes. Like, I got the vibe.
But do you,
like, come mess with me?
But do you miss the old R&B shit? Because I feel like R&B is not even like, it's not
girls
technically the same. It's like a different sound now. It's not
girls
how
run R&B today.
Like, well, yeah, of course. R&B. But
I'll say this: the new R&B. If you listen to a lot of new R&B, it can give you the same feeling. Mm-hmm. It's just not the main genre. Like, back then, R&B was the genre.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s, R&B was the genre until rap became what it was. But now hip-hop got the huge machines behind them. R&B gets pushed to the back. Like, we said Lucky Day. Like, look at Lucky Day, right? Mm-hmm. Remember the Babyface verses?
Yeah.
Babyface and Teddy Riley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next week, or the next day,
he had a song with Babyface.
I got it in the
Sorority. Right. Then Earth, Wind & Fire.
Same thing with Earth, Wind & Fire. Like, they dropped hits. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you got, what's this dude's name? Is it Giveon or Giveon?
Yeah.
Giveon.
Like, He nice. But a lot of women are nice.
It's crazy because, like, to me, like, I feel like those dudes, like, of course, they sing different, but it's, like, it's almost the same. Like, it, to me, it's, like, it ain't... Back in the day, like, the 90s R&B, it was so many... I feel like R&B had, like, such a different sound. Like, you can, like, oh, this is Jodeci. This is,
Yeah, so, what you don't have is the distinction of sound.
There you go.
Like, the voices, the... bravados.
There's about 9 women who sound exactly
the same.
Yeah. I think the men have more distinction and separation in their voice, but the women do not right now.
But back to his point, it's also like what's trendy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like to like the songs, like he was saying about the songs, like where he said like there, what you had just said, Ardell, where there's no you said like he was saying that like there was a different variety back then, and there's like, and you were saying like it's all the same now.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like distinction in voice.
Because everybody's like, singing about the same. They're singing about like they're kind of like they're like BPM kind of matching to like the
but,
same.
What's the other group? Division. Like, I mean, they make good music, but it ain't nothing like. Yeah. Like they got classic shit to me. You know,
but
like
see, it's the way music is like received now. Yeah. You got guys like what's that nigga name? Luke James.
It's Luke James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That brother can go.
He can sing, bro.
We watched him sing Johnny Gill like in a in a movie.
Right.
So if you ever watch, like, I'll be watching his performance of he did Toni Braxton, "I Break My Heart."
Okay.
At a war show one time, like as a tribute to her, bro. It is not a lot of R&B people who can do that, but he don't get pushed to the forefront,
right?
Because the image of
R&B ain't what it was. But he is like he's a free soul person,
like, bro. Right. Like, he really
like a lot of these dudes can play like, with these women, can really sing, play piano, play instruments like her. But because, you know, even her, we can take her as talented as we know she is. You don't really hear her get loose on a record.
All our R&B,
all the R&B
male singers that Ardell are talking about, they aren't as like famous and well known as a Trey Song and a Chris Brown. Like, they're all in their own like little genre.
If you got a song with Earth, Wind & Fire, like, everybody should know about that song. Like, that's how I feel. Like,
but the thing is,
but like, it ain't like that.
It's a machine. Like, it's right. like
Tank still put out projects. I still get Tank projects. Trey Songz fucked it up when he started rapping too much. In my opinion, he could have been
I understand exactly what you're
big R&B dude.
Yeah,
but because he started wanting to be a rapper and getting in trouble and all that.
Funny. Like, he became like kind of like the modern day like R. Kelly a little bit. Like, it was like he was kind of going that way, like away from like
being
vocal to like more of like a
Cause that radio album, like, still like that shit is like timeless.
That's top 10.
But any other like his album, I don't even listen to him like that. It's good songs on it, but it's not like ready. Like,
he started going in that, what's it called? What's his mixtapes called? Like, he started going in that.
Yeah, he started mixing with his main shit. Yeah, and them mixtapes were fine, huh?
Yeah, but that's what he started doing. Like, he started doing majority of that, and it was like, okay, bro. Like,
I just wish that sound would come back, but it's like, we get to the girls, like, SZA,
Summer Walker. She just said that she's dropping November 5th.
Snow Allegra.
Ari Leonard.
Huh?
Ari Leonard.
Her.
They all sound the same.
Yeah, but then we got to champion people like Jasmine Sullivan and Jennifer Hudson.
She sound the same, too.
Seven Streeter.
They don't sound the same as everybody else.
Jasmine Sullivan, her album sounds exactly the same as Summer Walker and Law.
No, the album. But there are certain cuts on her album that, all right, she's different. You know what I mean? That's why they be, her and like Jennifer Hudson, that's why they playing these movies. That, like, Jennifer Hudson is playing Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Like, to your point, though, those songs don't get pushed to the forefront. You got to, like, listen to the albums to get, you know, the B-side.
Hey, what does Adele fall under?
Pop.
I'll
put her under pop.
But you know, but everybody know about Adele besides all that. Because Adele is commercial. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Adele mainstream stuff. Yeah.
And, like, everybody anticipates
her
album.
Well, a lot of people once you cross from over there to over here, you mainstream.
Yeah, of course, but, like,
that's where pop music is made.
Yeah, but it's just, to me, it's just, I don't know, like, R&B just, like.
So is there anybody that's white in R&B? Or do they automatically put you at pop when you, like, white?
Because Robin Thicke.
I was just about to ask, when he dropped, is it under R&B or is it under, like,
I put on R&B.
John B.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, Usher writes your song, bro, it's R&B.
So has Justin Timberlake ever dropped under R&B or he always dropped as pop?
That's pop.
He did pop until he went on that bullshit. With,
pop, right?
You know what I'm talking about. Come on, bro.
I don't, but yeah, they do.
We know what you're trying to do, bro. Like, come on, bro.
What you talking about?
Bro.
The Man in the Woods.
You
talking about before the Super Bowl?
He went real Wonder Bread on that one. Like, bro, what you made this album for? Like, You want to get back to your people?
He had just moved back to Tennessee and bruh, get back to the roots.
Man
bruh.
In the Woods. I have not heard no song from that. Didn't even think about listening to it.
Yeah, what's his name? Chris Stapleton. That's why. Chris Stapleton had
but that's
album.
Cool. Chris Stapleton was already doing that. And like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you got to look like who he had right for him. So that's why it's going to sound the way it sounds.
Well, he looks stank.
If I go get Willie Nelson to go right for that me, album, bro, that album, just that, like Willie Nelson.
That shit going to be some mid.
Bro, that album cover was like literally Hot Springs on that. Smelled like Hot Springs, that album cover.
Shit, where I was when I missed that exit.
Nigga went to Lake City.
Bro, I was in Hot Springs as fuck.
Bro, look at this nigga album cover. I said, I know this nigga not here. How you go from what Future Sex Love Songs to
Man in the Woods?
What you is, Bigfoot?
But some of Justin's stuff is R&B.
Yeah. Huh?
Like the, what's the song Beyonce, in, To the End of Time? That's like an R&B song.
A great song. Yeah.
What was his one called with the Vision? Was it 20?
Yeah, 2020.
Bro, Vision the was it part one?
2020
Experience. Them albums just fire.
Yeah. I put that on R&B that just happened.
What I'm saying, did it drop as R&B or was it?
Yeah,
like,
it dropped in the R&B.
All right, bro.
Like thing, because I remember like going to iTunes. Mm-hmm. Like
I still listen to them albums. They still dope.
So who would y'all say right now are like some of the top like active like R&B like men like right now like. If you had to like do a quick five,
my go-to is
Brent Fires.
Brent, no, yeah. Well, yeah,
Giveon.
Giveon might be the top then, because everybody.
Lucky Day, my top. Lucky Day,
Giveon definitely up there.
I got Division. You talking about like New Age?
Yeah, Giveon definitely because everybody.
Yeah, Lucky Day up there, of course.
I fuck with Division.
Giveon, yeah, you can throw Brent.
Lucky Day always got some new shit in him.
Brent
ain't really too consistent like that, but he's still up there.
Yeah, he and mine. We talking about personals, and that's who speaks to me.
Does Frank Ocean count?
Nah.
No.
Frank is done.
Nah, I mean, if he still drop a project, niggas will listen.
He's even said, like, I'm not.
Oh, okay. He fuck with it.
Yeah, ever since he won that deal.
Wait, I noticed nobody said Brown. Like, that's just a
I'm not a fan of Chris Brown R&B.
We're talking about specifically, you saying who's the wave.
Yeah.
For most.
Like, Usher not even doing that shit no more either.
What?
Straight R&B music.
But we do know when
I'm overlooking a few right now too. I know some young hot.
I think
yeah, I'm gonna get in the car and be like,
I think you brought up I wanna move into this cause like I've been seeing this a lot and I had posted this in the thread when you said something about Robin Thicke. Remember when he did that song with T.I. and them, Blur Line?
Yeah.
The girl in one of the videos is accusing him of shit now.
Emily Ratajkowski.
But we know you know about white women, but I understand. So
somebody else just got sued.
She's only like one of the most famous models and actresses in the whole world.
I'm about to let him slide on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, like she's a very popular bro. She probably got like 99 million followers on everything.
You'll never have a problem saying her last name.
Bro, it's literally
it's literally
Kardashian Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah. Hey, look here, you got about half a mo, bro.
Okay, MOK.
Half a mo.
Yeah, alright.
My bad, MOK.
Wait, let me look at your phone.
Okay, well listen, so how do y'all feel about that though? Like people coming back with accusations from years ago.
I was just about to say somebody just did that with some years.
How do you gauge that?
Chris Cuomo just got hit with an accusation from like 25 years ago. He allegedly grabbed some girl butt in front of her husband.
Bro. And then somebody tried to get come on, man. Like I think somebody tried to get Denzel. You can throw R. Kelly in there too.
They tried to get sued for stealing. They tried to hit Morgan Freeman.
For real?
Yeah, they tried to a while back.
But
what do y'all do though? Like
long time ago.
What do y'all do? And then she said, if it wasn't for that video, for Blur Line, she said, if it wasn't for that video, I wouldn't be where I'm at now.
Yeah.
So it's like you get there, and I was like, yeah, I'm ready to tell my story and shit like that now.
Yeah.
Do y'all believe it, or do y'all give a fuck?
I'll tell you a really unpopular opinion.
Oh, that's what it was, Chris.
But that's the same thing with your boy, the Hollywood director. It's a lot of girls.
What's his name?
You know who I'm talking about.
Was it Weinstein, something like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Big Harvey. There's a lot of girls that he did touch and do whatever with inappropriately. It's a lot of girls he did touch and their careers blew up and you'll never hear about it either.
Right.
So it's two sides of shit.
Or they could have did.
First off,
did like,
let me also say I don't support Harvey.
They
could have did shit he did. Yeah. I'm just saying that it's two sides of it.
But they could have did like Russell Simmons too, because he left.
Yeah.
They can't come get him.
Before y'all continue, the name I was thinking of is an R&B singer called Xavier Omar.
Oh, see, I don't even know that.
Check him out. He's super dope. All right, y'all. Yeah.
Oh, is Blast R&B?
Y'all can talk about Sterling support.
He says Blast R&B. It's Blast R&B. Because he be rapping and singing. Like, I don't know. What'd you say?
Is Tory Lanez R&B?
Nah.
He just no nigga that can sing.
You put Jacquees in there.
Yeah.
The Prince.
He's the king, bro. Not the Prince.
Hey.
What you say?
When y'all was talking about people getting sued, Chris Brown and Drake was getting sued for copyright
infringement. And that song is fucking terrible.
What song? Hey, man, it's copyright infringement, bro. People be copywriting shit for a reason.
Bro.
It's no guidance. You didn't see that they got,
There's a bald head nigga. And the song is terrible, bro.
There's a bald head nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Is that garbage real?
Yeah, that's hot mid right there.
Like, it's not even in the same level.
Y'all can have that.
Niggas sound like he's doing the cover for it, but yeah,
you can have that.
That shit terrible as fuck.
Niggas said, damn, bro, you can't get the instrumental from him? I got it, bro. He's like, just keep playing this.
Bro, don't worry about it, bro. He's small time, bro. We straight.
Bro, nobody know Adrian.
My lawyer will settle us out, bro.
Nobody know my man. Is there anything else we gotta get to? What's up?
Yeah, but the thing about that, right, when what's really messed up about them situations,
mm-hmm.
when women come out like Emily and accuse somebody of something, you never hear, like, if it turns out to not be true, you never hear the other side, and the damage is already done to whoever that person is.
Yeah.
And now you have the association that they're some kind of rapist or.
So what I forgot what they call it, like, for men when it comes to those situations, what is it like? They're already guilty by what? The public's opinion?
Yeah.
And we don't know shit, just like how we all jumped on tour. Bro, we don't even know what the fuck was going on. We wasn't there. Yeah. But why were we so quick to take up for Med?
Because they always
you're just generalizing, saying people were just quick to.
Yeah, like they were so quick. Everybody was like, Tory, a bitch ass nigga, all this stuff. Like, you shot a woman. Like, why was everybody so quick to take Med's side? And
that's we didn't how know the internet worked, bro. It's really easy and popular to hop on the train, bro, when it's already moving.
That shit just sucks. Because, like, niggas be. Shit, I can't even think of the word. Fuck.
It's making me think a lot, smart guy.
they rep be ruined. Like, you can't come back for shit like that, especially if you ain't do it.
Bro, like, just the accusation alone, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's enough damage right there. Yeah. Whether it's true or not.
You like,
damn, that's enough.
Because, like, you honest, and then, like, some dude.
And you don't want to, I thought you don't want to believe that shit.
Yeah, especially during the heart of a Me Too movement that's going on, bro. You cannot be associated.
And you can't really, like, get in debt. Brian, you can't really, like, get in depth and, like, always explain to people, like, bro, I didn't do that. If you look at the case, she was lying, bro. We fucked and, like, and start talking about, like, in depth with someone. They just know, like, nah, bro, I see you on TV, you was in court for this. Yeah, like, the judge said you may did it, but we heard the stories. Like, right. Yeah, we heard her story.
I mean, if you think about that shit, bro, that shit, if you get accused, and I hope I've never accused
from 30 years ago.
But think about it. Like, if it didn't happen, if you don't say shit, if you don't feed it, if you just say, hey, this didn't happen and keep going on, people forget about it because there's nothing else to go off of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear that, but I don't think it's that simple, though.
I don't think it is.
I think the association.
If you don't
is there,
say nothing.
So when you're talking about endorsement deals and being booked at places,
they're looking at the last
thing that was relevant to you, and that is that whether you spoke out about
it.
Yeah,
but
or not.
if we think about, like, if you look at, like, who's been accused versus who you look at and say, oh, he really did that shit, it ain't really, like, much. Like, think about all the people that have been accused of this shit, right? Versus we got.
Or accused of just anything.
Yeah, like, we got Bill Cosby. Right.
To me, I feel like that's crazy too. But
it can be.
Yeah.
But then you got Harvey. We got R.
I
Kelly.
I believe that shit.
Who else?
Chris Brown.
Well, Chris Brown. That's.
We talking about what, the fighting?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
Ray Rice.
But what I'm saying is
we seen that video.
Those are things that have been seen, went to court, all that. If it's just an accusation that comes out, yeah, the accusation will sting for a little bit. But eventually, if it's nothing there, people will let it go by. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but they still talk about us.
Really
still got
no
AIDS and some shit like that. Herpes.
So what I'm saying is, I think that is a male's perspective. When it comes to men being accused of raping a girl, or assaulting, or some kind of battery, women, their mind is made up at that point, and there is no changing that. So for us, sure, we're over it because we're like on the men's side. But for women, they say, "Nah, I'm done. I can't support whatever they're doing."
But they ultimately end up doing so because if the companies go back to supporting the guy. Then eventually the women will support those companies and all will be.
Bro,
like it's a lot of dudes who've been accused of shit and people still love them. Then they get this person gets new fans. And they don't know about that shit.
Snoop Dogg.
And that shit.
We can use this example too.
Kobe.
Was it Johnny Depp and that old girl? Like, they literally had them on recording of like her saying, like, I didn't hit you. And he was like, you punched me in my face. I'm like, okay, I did punch you in the face, but. It didn't hurt you. And he was like, well, how you going to tell me it hurt? Like, they have her on the record. And he still got in trouble.
I mean, how you going to tell me what did hurt?
He lost all, like, Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, he can't be in nothing. Like, he lost all his endorsements and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing really happened to her. I don't think she's in Aquaman 2, but it's just like.
You said nothing happened to her?
I don't think nothing really happened to her.
No, but
I'm confused about the situation. Why would anything happen to her?
Oh, she was fucking him up.
No, she was putting her hands on him.
Yeah. Oh, they were fighting each other. Oh,
no,
okay.
she was beating him.
But
when it first started, they was all taking her side. And then when the recording came out, they still was taking her side.
No, but then...
So, see, that confirms the point that I'm making to you, that the damage is done.
But see,
because here he is canceled from the franchise.
Yeah, but they already made
and not to come back again. Yeah.
But no, once that tape came out, then it opened up a whole bunch of shit, like, to her.
Yeah.
And now people, like, they're, like, lawyers.
They was like, oh, shit.
Because like, I've been seeing it on Twitter and stuff, like, people who keep up with that. And they keep retweeting it. Like, there's people who came to his aid.
It's, yeah.
Like, powerful people, like, we're going to get her ass out of here. We're going to get you back to where
you're supposed to be. But the damage that was already done to him...
Because he can't be in none of these movies now.
Right. What I'm saying, though,
ship has sailed.
What I'm saying is
pun intended.
The people, the people who are like coming to his aid are people who can get him back into those movies.
What
like,
I'm saying is movies. Throughout that window where he is not, not going to the
no movie.
But there's I think I read something too where there's he went to court to recoup some money from, like there's people who are like, we're gonna get your shit back.
Okay.
Like, you might have lost out on this.
Well, I will say that's good for him.
Yeah.
That's an outlier, and that never happens to anybody else. Yeah.
Hey, would Tiger Woods fall in that accusation? Well, no accusation.
I mean, he just
cheated. He didn't do nothing bad.
He's a billionaire that's cheating.
He was just fucking on.
Like, come on, bro.
Welcome to America, Jack.
Yeah. Right. If Nike don't leave,
welcome to America.
That's Nike didn't leave. It wasn't that bad.
But you know how that is, like. The nigga be like the golden boy, you'll never hear shit about him. And it's like, oh shit, not Tiger. Then you think about it like, dog, this nigga really was a billionaire. Like, come on, man. Can't get no kind of.
If, bro, who not gonna get some
if Nike business? Don't leave you?
Can't get no kind
you
of
too much money?
Can't get no coochie on a, like, on a house? Like, damn. I can't.
Hey, because this is the thing. If Nike drops.
But he did go crazy, though.
I'm saying if Nike drops him, Adidas or Reebok or FootJoy is coming right there to the rescue. So.
Or who?
Or FootJoy.
Yeah.
Golf brand, bro.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it was very beneficial.
Yeah, me too.
That nigga Carter said. That nigga Carter said, damn, Mama Bean, I can't get some coochie
on the house. Like, damn, bro.
On the house?
Like, damn, bro.
He was getting it on the Waffle House.
Bruh, like, but he did go kind of crazy. Bro, he was like,
hey, you want to talk about get some coochie on the house? Your boy Urban was trying to get some coochie on the house.
You know what? Y'all can't do my dog. Like that. Y'all can't do my dog.
Bro, you a whole losing ass head coach out here.
You can't do my dog. He wasn't dancing with her. She was dancing with him.
That's not the point, bro. Point is, your ass should have been on the plane going home to Jacksonville.
But I understand. I understand the pain.
Talk about just let me put it in. Just let me put it in.
Bro, the Jaguars is stressing him out. Right, I understand his pain, bro.
But that's why you do it in a private setting.
But I'm gonna go home and play PS5. I ain't going into the bar there for the white lady.
Bro, you can't lose a game then go to the strip club and not go home.
No.
Four games.
Well, no, I'm saying this. Right,
I'm gonna say JR.
I'm saying he lost four, and that's what was on his mind.
Right. And took a picture like, yeah, fuck. He got that face like, fuck this job.
The way them niggas lose, you gotta have a drink or two or go out.
Bro, this nigga lost four games and said, I'm ready to cheat.
Wrong game. Wrong game.
He used that shit as an excuse.
Bro. You're the
coach. Khan had, like, issued a statement about that. I was like, boy, you ain't trying to do nothing. You just care about that money.
Who?
That nigga was worried about that fucking stadium putting pools around there. You don't give a fuck about that team.
Bro, this the thing. This is the thing, right? Carter, you would agree with this. Urban Meyer is a millionaire, right?
Yes.
Urban Meyer has the opportunity to attract a lot of women, right?
Right.
Why you don't just go get no penthouse suite at the hotel, bro?
It's not hard.
If you're going to cheat, what are we doing, bro?
Why you just let him
and I'm not condoning that also. Man, let me say, I'm not supporting that.
I mean, I would let him borrow.
Or just sitting there in the open, like.
Third, I would let him borrow my place, but he ain't in.
You're in Ohio, bro. We know who you are.
Bro.
It was his establishment.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, oh, what?
Your picture.
Bro, it was his restaurant.
I didn't know that.
It was his restaurant. That's the whole point. It's his restaurant.
I thought it was like a random
bar.
This nigga lost the game, went right to his spot.
Boy, you look stank as fuck. Even more.
Bro, lost the game at four. He was jumped by five. Getting grounded on by six.
Your boy been a distraction before the season.
Bro, that's Tebow was.
Nah,
and then Tebow left now.
Nah, they cut Tebow early.
Because they knew.
No, even before that, first he was going through it with that
that shit that happened at Ohio State, right?
The strength training coach.
The one that was beating all the wives.
And he knew he ain't say nothing.
Yeah, he was like, nah, he cool, he know how to coach.
I mean, ain't none of my fucking business. Hey man, handle your shit at home. Don't get me involved.
That's the problem.
Man.
He got him involved.
Nigga, Carter. Dad got a problem.
Because his wife, who was getting beat on, was calling Urban Meyer wife.
Nigga said,
oh, that's what was going on.
He beat on his wife, but he ran a 4-3 defense, and we got linebackers.
Strength and conditioning coach's wife calling Urban Meyer wife, and I'd be like, hey.
hang up the phone.
No, man, this was that's something different.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with us.
Why do you act like you're on a house phone right now and you picked up the line and heard what's going on? Talking about, hey, hey, put down the phone.
What you doing?
Hang up.
Hey. Hey, Susan, whatever his wife's name, get the fuck off the phone. That shit ain't got nothing to do with us. Bruh, even if, okay, if something like that was going on, are y'all really gonna be like, hey, you need to stop that shit, man? You know, let me call the cops on your ass. No, they ain't got shit to do with me. Cause you know why? You're gonna go right back to them.
No, every woman loves Stone Cold, remember?
That's the truth.
Nah, it's easy to get over shit when you winning, though.
That's why he, since he losing, that's why they keep messing with him.
Yep.
If we was 4-0, man, look at Herb having a good time, man. Hey, man, go ahead and have a good fucking time.
You do what you wanna fuck you.
Rex Ryan was doing a little bit of winning. That's why when he was touching on his wife's feet and shooting them freaky ass movies,
everything was okay.
He shot a whole amateur flick. Talking about, hey, ma'am, I see your feet hanging out the window.
Nigga put a dick between them.
He was at a public park going crazy.
Nigga said, heave.
Bro, that money, be having the boys like crazy, bro. Niggas forget quick.
Hey, if you winning, it's okay.
Come on, Irv, get it together.
Do what you want when you pop. That's what you said, right?
Do what you want when you pop.
Irv took that picture with the girls and was like, man, fuck this job, bro. I know he went to the bar and asked for Long Island. I know he did.
That's Strong Island. Listen, let me get a Strong Island.
Hey, I know he did. Hey, Long Island is low-key a black-ass drink. I feel like that leans towards the black side of drinks, though. Anything hen in Long Island.
Hey, they get him in a red cup. I'm like, yep, is that down?
Okay, that nigga Bud Ice in a Long Island.
Hey, we was putting some shit together for Swamp Fest. Brother nigga out there drinking Natty Ice. I said, I already know what time it is.
He said, oh, you drinking that malt? Oh, it's on now. I don't know. Carter seen it. I didn't know what he was doing.
As soon as he was drinking it, because like, I was like, dog. I was like, it's like, why are you, it's like 5 in, I said 5 afternoon. We like putting shit together. Like, why are you drinking? And I was like, oh, that nigga drinking Natty Ice. Is that the, wait, and then I think, wait,
Grand
is that,
Daddy Juice.
I said, is that the beer with the blue bowl on it? You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, that's the shit they be at Circle K getting in the morning.
But you know what's so crazy? Because
they be getting that and Rellos, and niggas be smoking the Rellos.
Bruh, but listen. Hey, but the funny part was, the nigga had like.
Yeah, you ever seen it? Bruh, I seen something disgusting, bruh. I seen a nigga smoking the backwood, just the regular shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like a nigga smoking this shit. Niggas getting the 24 pack, but then they pulled out the pack. But like, yeah, you know, I got a cigarello.
But bro,
you're smoking a cigarello, bro.
But this was so funny.
I've never seen a nigga do that.
This was on the backwoods.
This was so funny about the nigga drinking Natty Ice, because you remember like old cartoons like Tom and Jerry when they drink liquor and they be hiccuping shit. He was doing that.
He was doing the Rick and Morty.
But he hiccuping, bubbles was coming out.
Yeah.
It was like, bro. I said, bro, we literally out here, mosquitoes tearing us up, trying to put this shit up, and you drinking a Natty Ice like it's Gatorade. Like, didn't have no problem, bro.
You rather drink a Natty Ice or Four Loco?
Four Loco.
Give me the Four Loco.
Beautiful Loco, bro.
I'm getting the Natty, dog.
What? I'll drink a Bud Ice. I'll drink a Milwaukee.
Beer possible.
Miller High Life. I'll do all the regular.
Bush.
I'll do all the regular.
I got to get the
Bush.
Four Loco. I got to get the phone.
You said Four Loco now or Four Loco of 2000?
I'm talking about that Cocaine Loco.
Cocaine Loco. Pass it to me.
The line of Cocoa.
Pass it to me.
I don't want it.
I'd rather drink the Mad Dog and have a stomachache.
Pass it to me. Pass it to me.
Yeah, give me some Jaeger.
Give me that OE.
Oh, hell no. You can keep that. Hey, pass it. If you talking about Jaeger, pass me the Natty.
Hell. Oh, nah. We talking about that or a Loco.
No, El was like, bro, I'll take Jaeger. I said, nah,
I'll take a Jaeger over a Loco any day of the week.
Damn.
I'm good on never seeing a Loco the rest of my life. And I wasn't even drinking them like that back then.
That's some wild shit.
That was a wild time.
I got two nasty ones for y'all.
And now these kids today got seltzers.
Bombay,
nigga, I like Bombay.
Yeah, that's easy. Sleep, nigga. Yeah. Premium liquor. I mean,
yeah, you sleep.
Yeah, top shelf.
Yeah, I don't know what you talking about.
That shit nasty.
Nah,
I mean, with Thurl's.
He said Four Loco.
Thurl be mixing it with the right shit.
He said
Four Loco. I'm not trying to die. I want to die slowly, not die automatically.
Oh, nah. Ooh, see, yeah, I'll take a Loco.
Thurl be mixing with the gin with the Sprite.
Nah, tonic, fool.
I mean, yeah, I forgot. I learned a lot.
Tonic.
Going out drinking. Yeah.
Big tonic.
Nigga said Manhattan.
That nigga said Everclear.
Nah, I'm straight.
Mm-hmm. Nigga drinking brew.
One of them punches y'all had at C-Mart House had everybody going.
Yeah, everybody threw up.
I don't know what it was.
Brigitte made it.
Oh, is that what it was? But somebody said Everclear.
Brigitte just said two cups of vodka.
Nigga walked in and said, oh shit, everybody, group punch.
Hey, we all right in the group, we like, hey bro, you straight? Like, anybody drink some of that punch?
Adrian had to run and threw up, pass out.
Nigga, Adrian was goddamn chugging Avion or something.
Hey, that nigga was like this, bro.
Adrian,
like, bro, you straight, bro?
Adrian had a whole bad night. Adrian got...
Adrian was fake going through something that night. He was.
I was about to say Adrian got drunk, threw up, passed out, and got divorced.
So he wasn't making that face?
Hold on, Ev. Tell me what he went through that night.
Avion.
No.
I said, Adrian got drunk. Got a stomach ache, passed out, and got divorced all in like 5 hours.
Bruh.
Goddamn hangover.
Nigga was in the empty house by himself.
I want my baby back.
He walked in like this. And then, a week later, he posted at New Orleans.
Then a week later, he was on the sideline, Ev.
Get your stuffy ass back.
Bro, that nigga, I was like, happy birthday. Yeah. What?
Yeah, the happy birthday, bro.
Bro, get your chunky ass back up, man.
Nigga had him house here. Nigga was living in a free crib because this nigga Adrian wanted to play grab ass. Nigga was role playing. This nigga was role playing.
Because he wanted to play grab ass.
Nigga was role playing. They was like, all right, so this weekend we're going out like we really got an argument and we're going through it.
Nigga,
this
damn. This
is going to be the makeup sex of my life.
Oh, man. That's commitment right there.
Who was our bro?
That's a whole role play right there. Yeah.
Bro, that don't make no fucking sense, bro.
Nigga, I said, hey, bro, what blah, blah, blah. Nigga said, I said, bro, you showing in your neck and you ain't even got none. What you doing?
That nigga was like,
nigga was,
you talking about?
Beyonce, nigga, what?
What you doing? Goddamn, hey, your type 2 kicking in again? What you got going on?
That story will never get old.
What you got going on, big dog?
That nigga was like, yeah, I had an edible and I was high as fuck. And I had to call the ambulance. And then nigga,
goddamn, double dip,
donut. Nicole said, hold up, bitch, you got diabetes. You ain't telling the whole story.
And nigga, I seen him one time. Like, what's up, 2 scoops?
Hey, y'all gonna get off my dog, bro.
Hey, wait,
Adrian, I'm gonna get him off you, bro. Don't worry about it.
Call that nigga 2 scoops.
Hey, I'm glad he doing a free tasting for the turkey, cuz that nigga tripled on the price last year.
That's where the shit came from, bro. I asked the nigga Adrian, I said, hey, bro, how much deep fry? I got a couple turkey, how much deep fry? Nigga was like, yeah, it'd be 60, bro. Like 120 for two. This nigga said, bro, you better hop your black ass and deep fry.
Ain't been no $60 on no motherfucking turkey. You better gawk your ass in
it. You just dump this shit in some hot grease and like you gonna come.
Better gobble your ass in that damn pot.
Ooh.
That nigga before that shit danced in front of like,
shout out to my dog.
I'm sitting there like, nigga, I paid 10 for the turkey.
You about to pay for 5 of them.
I paid 20 for seasoning, goddamn.
Ooh. How do your PS want to cut a piece up?
We going into verses, bro? What y'all got?
Before we get into verses,
like a monster truck tire.
Hey, would y'all niggas rather go to Super Bowl or NBA All-Star Weekend?
Probably All-Star Weekend.
And part two is, and which one got tougher fees out there?
All-Star Weekend.
All-Star.
All-Star.
You've been All-Star.
I've been. I want to know what y'all. I ain't go to Super Bowl.
Oh, damn.
I'm trying to, but you said All-Star?
You also been to the original Coachella, too, huh?
Yep.
When it was just Coachella.
And Woodstock, too.
When it was just cold.
And you was at the award ceremony when Michael Jackson first did the moonwalk. You was up at the front row.
In 1985?
So I said, that boy good. You see him gliding across that carpet like that. It's like he's just walking on air. What would you ask, Carl?
I was talking about the verses.
Oh, the verses?
Yeah.
How we going ladies
and gentlemen.
Boom, 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 boom.
Roy.
Listeners of the ADHD podcast, it's time
for the
versus battle.
Ready? What we got?
All right, man, this one meant to fuck y'all up. Sarah mm-hmm. gonna have to help me with it. Or I gotta find it. Or do I have it? All right. Here's y'all options.
Yeah.
So how are we gonna deliver it? How do you wanna deliver it?
I kinda forgot it, bro. All
right, he gonna have to correct it. It goes, you and your girl
uh-oh.
Are struggling actors. Y'all trying to make a break. Y'all both go do separate, like, gigs. Y'all both get calls. Her call is 10 mil, and she doing a real deal hands-on sex scene.
Like Monster Ball.
Yeah, sex scene.
I think that was the example he gave, too. Yeah. I think they actually did it in that movie, too.
What?
Yeah, I think he put the sock on. They have, like, a sex sock that they could do, and, like, it goes inside. Put it like that. Yeah.
Do you want to keep it the same price for the male, or you want to lower it? I think that's what I was going to ask you.
I forgot which. I thought it was the same for both.
All right. Or 10 mil, and you have to do a gay scene, like you gay, like in like a series. Yeah. You're a gay male, like in like full blown, like a full on scene, like you're doing gay scenes, everything.
Broke ass back.
You,
I'm a gay male. Or I'm
you Michael K. Williams in it from The Wire. Like you're doing everything that it entails. All right. Oh, I got it.
All right,
you buddy from P-Valley. 10 mil. That's your part right here.
I got to beat. I gotta play that part.
So you're talking about like in a movie or in a show? Because I didn't see P-Valley.
10 mil. Like, they like that's
what I mean, I already know what I'm going with anyways, but.
Or your girl do the 10 mil sex scene.
Goddamn, bro. Nigga might have to stay broke.
Yeah.
Which one? Which one y'all got, bro? That's the verses.
So 10 mil sex scene for the girl and then. Or I got to do 10 mil.
You're like being a gay character, like full blown, like not on some like I'm just playing around. Like it's like dramatic, like it's like a real deal, like dramatic, like.
Oh, it's definitely gonna be her. She gonna have to do that 10 mil.
Ooh,
I ain't getting fucked. You tripping? You tripping? On that. Not for no
fucking. Get the
fuck out of here.
So the 10 mil go to her account or go to your account?
Well, if it don't go to my account, it's going to get there.
It go to her.
Yeah, you want to say it. You're going to do the hard way the easy way.
What you got?
You can't whoop me.
Oh, nah. We just going to keep on struggling out here, bro.
Nah, they don't keep struggling, bro.
You got to pick one, man.
You got to pick one,
well, man. She getting fucked on then, I guess. Not my queen.
Nigga talk boys,
not bro. Not my queen, though, bro.
Nigga talk boys, bro.
What you picking?
Sorry. Yeah,
pick the same way y'all boys picking. What crazy?
Nah, my first option is stay broke.
That's what I want.
Yeah, we'll find another role.
What's the next one?
That was the main. Sarah had one. That was it.
You got a jewel?
Nah, that was it. I kind of
stay out of dark alleys.
Stay out of dark alleys and pee valleys.
I remember what was it?
Wait, what? No.
I don't know what it is.
Pee Valley, the strip club.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the show.
Wasn't they did Home Alone where he was like, all right, thanks for the bag. He said, oh, yeah.
Stay out of dark alleys. And I think that's a wrap for us, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming back. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, we ain't talking. Oh, BMF drop. Wu-Tang.
First two episodes.
Yeah.
BMF
put it,
fire.
Put it in the thing, bro. We'll get to it. Yeah. Put it in the thing. We'll get to it.
Y'all give some love to Wu-Tang.
Yeah, bro. That shit good.
I ain't watched it yet.
Bro,
I ain't watched it.
Once you watch the first episode, first season, bro. I promise on everything. How you just said how you too. You gonna be like. All right, bro. Like, cause you get into the character, cause you know music and you know the character. You gonna be like, bro. The thing is, what's so wild about it, bro, all them niggas look like the niggas from Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Like, Dave Chappelle, I mean, Dave East play
Method Man.
Buddy from,
what's
he from?
That black dude
he
that
played
was
RZA.
The dude from,
Moonlight.
From Equalizer.
Yeah, Equalizer.
Yeah.
The one that was raping, he played RZA. Bro, they get, I don't know where this dude come from, bro. Dude look just like old dirty bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bro, you gotta watch
I feel like that's
I thought
not
he would've got his
off.
Son to do it, but I guess not.
Nah, this nigga.
Like, if you ugly, like, you know what I'm saying?
Cause, yeah, cause BMF,
really
they got his,
like
they
that,
got
no,
Meek
no,
Son
no,
to
they
play
just
him.
Just made
him. They, on BMF, they got Meek Son to play him. You do a good job.
We need to watch the episode.
Hey, wrap it up, F. Send
I
us
gave
out.
You a link.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, bro, it's so much stuff that I gotta catch. Squid Games, I was catching up on Wu-Tang. I had to catch up on all that shit that y'all.
Bro, wrap us up. Wrap us up and take us out of here.
I got this. All right, man. Shout out to our sponsors. We got Play-Dohs.
Boom.
Design Cuts. Make sure y'all follow them on our on all socials, Design Cuts Barbershop, and Plato's Closet in Gainesville.
Shout out
to
the boys.
Make sure you mention the ADHD show. Shout out to Kiss.
Shout out to me, SV Jewel on IG. Follow your boy.
And follow your boy, Carter, WD Carter _ on Instagram, on Twitter, Thomas _Wayne 89. And the 3-5 tune of the day is...
Wait. We can't forget Dub and AD.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, no, go ahead. Just put the...
B-Dub _ B-3rd.
Instagram.
Bro, you already here?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, you was already here ready to mouth.
Go ahead, Dub.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Twitter.
You deserve that shit from last night.
And make sure y'all follow...
You better get on the mic, too.
Make sure y'all follow the podcast on the ADHD, isn't it the
ADHD
show on Instagram, on the grams.
Yeah.
Up, Zal.
Follow me on all social media, Ardell, right now.
What's up, Ardell?
He's still with us, man. He's still here.
Yeah, I'm just in the background letting them do their thing.
And the 3-5 tune of the day is by Steelo. Is that Abby or LB? Abby Wizard. Ooh.
Then we do the we out this bitch.
And we out.
And we out this bitch.
Yeah. I'm a wizard like John Wall. These niggas is cornballs. I don't do this shit for image, bitch. I do this shit for all y'all. None of these niggas fucking with me. If you love me, then you stuck with me. Same folks who held me down is the same folks I want all with me. Why you gotta be weird though? Out the window, my hair blow. They was saying, fuck what they saying, man. Ask me if I care though. Shit, literally, how I give it to you, special delivery. Peace, God, they was trying to say you just a nigga to me. Shorty pop it for me, call me Poppy. Kick it with her like Miyagi. And she wanna catch a body. Tell me, are you that somebody? Like Aaliyah sang. I'ma keep giving you the best that I got, like Anita sang. Yeah. Shorty pop it, call me Poppy Chulo. Tell me, put it in a culo. I could kick it like it's judo. I could show you who the masters. Who the greatest like Cassius. Same niggas try fronting on me. Now we on your asses. Couldn't see the vision, niggas probably needed glasses. Now a nigga toasting glasses. I just do this shit for practice. I just wanna make it flip. Make the money, do gymnastics. Do my voodoo, do my magic. Showtime, shorty magic. Yeah, I don't even gotta write it down, it's automatic. I ain't even got no hood, fuck. Nigga just let me cook, shorty started give me that look, shorty wanna give me that good, I was smoking endo, I was smoking endo. Now we outside, now we outside. Now it's our time.